The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is June the 15th, 2016. It is a Wednesday, and looking forward to, once again, I want to just, looking forward to having this show with you all, and once again, want to thank you for listening. Usually we have Wise Wednesdays on Wednesday. The past Wednesday we didn't have it, had to take some time off. And Brother Davis will be back tomorrow, because he just, that day works a little bit better for him, this time around. So looking forward to Wise Wednesday. Is going to be even wiser Thursday, tomorrow. Brother Davis will be on with that. So looking forward to that. Just wanted to give you that update on the schedule change for Wise Wednesdays. It's still here. It was just that Brother Davis will be on tomorrow. You know, it's a very, very busy time for us all. I know last week I had to take off, and yesterday had to, you know, take care of some personal business, which was tough, but had to do it, and this just where we are. But we are back on schedule and looking forward to having a great show for you. And not only that, tomorrow when Brother Davis comes on, and Sister Davis, I believe that they are going to, as always, they're going to have a great show. And it's so, so needed, especially at this time, and at this, you know, at this juncture, in this moment in the eternal history that we happen to be sharing together. So everyone, let's get to the business at hand. Everyone, go to, one second, go to Black Talk Radio Network's page so that you can look at the opportunity that you can have in actually making sure that this network stays on air and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network will continue to be here. So your show your support, show your love, show your appreciation by giving some of your energy, the energy that you actually work with daily. And you can do that by giving some, making a financial donation, which is in a way a representation of your energy, your labor, so that this network can continue to go. And let me tell you something, that's what the overall agenda has always been to seize, is your energy. And right now that is also for our energy and our children's energy. And we must be on guard for that and have real media outlets and real opportunities for us to come together, learn some things, ask the appropriate questions, and then seek out the answers that best suit and serve the general population and us in general. So, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network, and you could do that by going to BlackTalkRadio.com/crowdfunding. Digital Black Media Program, and it's a crowdfunding program that's going on. You can see it there at Black Talk Radio Network, crowdfunding Digital Black Media. And for $24.99 or less, you can make a one-time contribution. There's three options. Option one, make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, and you could do that via PayPal or by sending a check or money order and making it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that $24.99 or less, all donations and contributions are extremely, extremely appreciated, because we thank you for that. And for that contribution, you will receive a monthly statistics performance report on the radio show and social media operations via email. So if you like to do that, then you can give $24.99 or less, and that would be option one in showing your support for Black Talk Radio Network. Next, option number two, make a one-time contribution of $25 or more in addition to receiving the email report and the monthly radio statistics report. You will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you would like to receive two t-shirts, they come out in intervals of $25. So two t-shirts would be $50, three t-shirts would be $75, four t-shirts would be $100. And make sure you have the appropriate size for each t-shirt that you will be receiving. So that would be option two. For just one penny more, you can receive the t-shirt. Next, option number three, and I think this is the best one. I also need to do this also. Myself is become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you and the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, you will be eligible to receive gifts that the network will be giving from time to time, and that will be as for your contribution. That will be the appreciation that they will be giving to you, showing an appreciation for your financial support in maintaining and help to keep the direction and the momentum that Black Talk Media Project is all about here at Black Talk Radio Network. So those are the ways that you could support Black Talk Radio Network and the all the programs that are brought to you by the network. Give some of your energy, make financial donations that will help the overall network to continue to go where it needs to go, to do the things that it needs to do, and for us to collectively have the collective prudence to do the things that are so necessary in today's historical eternal time. So,
Brother Dave, I got an update.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, here's the update. When I send out the reports, I'm using the email that's associated with the PayPal email. For when people make a donation and what have you, and some of those are coming back as undeliverable. So make sure you know your email address is good. If you made a donation and you haven't gotten the reports, just email me at admin@blacktalkradionetwork.com. Tell me your name. I'll check it against the donor records, and I'll use the email that you sent, because I've been getting a couple of them back. About five came back recently.
Wow.
And the other thing, in terms of those who give $25 or more, I do have a gift for you that I'm going to send out. I just completed updating the internet radio audio mixing kit, which is a kit which is an instructional manual. It's really a technical manual that I copyrighted last year sometime, or maybe the year before that.
So I did some updates to it because I found out, you know, some steps. I could eliminate some steps and, well, you know, always just trying to do better and improve right. things. And so I just completed that, and I'll send that out. For those donors, you might have a family member that, you know, or you may want to, you know, see the need for an independent radio station in your neighborhood, but you don't know how to do it. So this manual will help you learn how to do that. And it's going to be two. The one I just did uses a small USB external audio card. The next one I'm going to do is on a mixer mm-hmm. and how to hook it up, and then I'll send that out. So I'm going to send that out to the donors, this latest update to the technical manual.
Thank you so much, Scotty. And that's one thing that I need to look at where I was, because I think I missed last month and this month because I need to actually do that myself. So listen, everyone, make sure that you're sending, as Scotty said, make sure you're sending a good email address that can be appropriately responded to. So important. So that there it is. There you have it. This is what we're doing, and so appreciate all of you that have made the donations and made the contributions to Black Talk Radio Network, because that is what is going to keep us on air and keep us going. I truly appreciate you all, and thank you so much. So Scotty is definitely moving in great directions and doing things to actually streamline and to help this network grow, and we are going to continue to move. So, Scotty, real quick, at the board, because I think it's getting to the point where we really need to get off of Facebook. I don't want to put anything more on you, but whenever you get a chance
I'm glad you reminded me, and I thought about it over the weekend, but I had to install a database, and there was some problems installing that database, and so I just haven't had an opportunity to get back to it because, you know, I was kind of sick. I was sick yesterday. I wasn't on air, but, you know, I'm feeling better. Got my system cleaned out, and so I'll start back working on that. I'm glad you reminded me. I was just thinking about it the other day, but there was a glitch in installing it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just, whenever you get a chance, believe me, bro, I know how busy things get, and people always pile on. So just, because I think it's really, really, and I think you agree that we need to get off of Facebook, but because there are a lot of things that I want to post that I can't post there because it's just not the appropriate place. And I'm not saying I would post anything inappropriate, but there are some things that I would not post in that public forum. So looking forward to that for that. So, okay, everyone, let's go to the Facebook page, and let's jump in there and see what's going on there. Let me pull everything down so I can get ready for you all and to pick up where we left off. Now, on Monday, we weren't on yesterday. Monday, we didn't get through the different stories that were posted, and we need to do that today because there's a lot going on. But at any time, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. If you would like to chime in at any time, if there's something that's on your mind you want to talk about, definitely you can reach us there. We'd love to talk to you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So just give us a call there at any time. A lot going on. So let me get this set so we can start to pick up where we're going to do. In the first hour, we're going to talk about some of the current events, and then we're going to jump into the second hour. We're going to look at why it's so critical for you to place yourself and be ready for this overall economic global changes. I'm going to give you some talk about some of the week that I had that I was off. I'm never off. It's always extremely busy. Some of the things that I came across, and I was like, wow, I need to really, you know, tell some of the Tando Radio Show listeners and Black Talk Radio Network people, because we are moving in a direction that's very, we knew it, we've been talking about it, but things are definitely unfolding, and just some things I think that you need to know that will benefit by you knowing it would benefit you and your family. So let me pick up where we left off real quick. So, and then I'm going to get to a big story that Scotty, the last thing that I posted, okay, this is where we left off. Said that Scotty was Scotty had sent. So next, we left off from a June 11th posting. The last time we were here, we want to go through these real quick. But anytime you'd like to jump in on anything, give us a call. There was a posting from. It says ruling on concealed weapons carried keeps applicants on hold. And I was telling you how in California, the sheriffs were refusing to. They said that you have to have a legal reason to. Actually have a firearm. No, you don't. It's you know, it's ridiculous, but these people, they're going to tell the citizens how they have to live. And this is, you know, there are some definite changes in direction that the people should start to engage in. And one of the first and foremost thing is that no person has more authority or rules you over your life. And if people are going to commit a crime, that's different. But there's no way that you can prevent people from committing a crime in certain instances, and no way should you ever try to invoke law that supersedes people's overall rights. And if that's the case, the law is not wrong. The law is wrong. It's not their rights that are wrong. And so that's the problem. So this one article was out of San Francisco. Thousands of gun enthusiasts hope to legally carry concealed weapons, and they were talking about how they need to have a legal reason as to actually not just for safety. Are you kidding me? In today's world, you out of your mind. The police or whoever you would want to call aren't going to be there when trouble arrives. You better be able to deal with it on all forms and every fashion when it does, especially in today's growing conspiracy agenda and attack on the common person everywhere. So that is a something that everyone really, in my opinion, should be relatively important, because this speaks to your overall direction and your overall sovereignty. Until you get the so-called organizations in line with with human sovereignty, all you will ever know is slavery. It's just what it is. They're going to try to make it politically correct, but politically correct is always morally wrong. So in this article, I said, finger off the trigger, lady. If you look at this one article, the picture, one of the things with people that do have firearms, please get trained on the proper way engaging it. A firearm is just that. It's a weapon. It's not a toy. It's not something that you should be looking at through the eyes of TV and have your training from what you did seen on TV. It's a worse place, because there are very dangerous, very, very dangerous and situations and safety concerns that you actually will raise and present to harmless, innocent people by you not being properly trained with a firearm. And not only that, if you don't know what to do with a firearm, the likelihood of you being effective with it is going to really, really diminish, and you're probably going to get yourself and other people hurt. And then the person that does know how to use a firearm, you're going to end up being a donor of a gun, because they are going to win that engagement, rather if they're friend or foe. Mm. So,
Brother Dave, while you talking about firearms, man, I don't mean to derail you or anything, but we had talked about it, and I know, you know, what you had said about we don't want to give too much energy, you know, to certain things or whatnot, but we were talking about how it was mm-hmm. unlikely that there was one shooter at the Orlando nightclub. And now it's coming out that police shot some of the victims.
Yep. It definitely. And no, Scotty, let me tell you, when we bring something up, and let me clarify what I meant. I don't like to bring up what mainstream media is, as long as we know that there's a distraction from that. No, we're perfect, because we need to do this. Scotty, now, I don't know, because I haven't really been followed. The last I heard that it was, in what I looked at and what we talked about on Monday was, I said that this had to be multiple, this was a conspiracy. There were multiple suspects involved in this, because there's no way in the world that place could have been seized, the way it was seized by just one individual. And so I guess now is some eyewitnesses coming out and saying that there were up to five assailants. And I would not be surprised, because that would be the likely number that would be engaged in order to carry out. Because as I started to actually hear more of this, I guess this ordeal, Scotty, and help me if I'm wrong, this ordeal lasts for over 3 hours.
Yes.
The active shooter was active for 3 hours. Let me just say this. There's nowhere in this country that an active shooter should be going on for 3 hours. Only if because of one or two reasons. You have cowardice, police departments, or they were on a stand down order itself. In active, training, no matter who you are, if you're the first responder there or the first officer there, your butt goes in. And initially, when I first got out the police academy, and as a young police officer, we were taught to seal off the area, but still you would still go in. Nowadays, you grab what you can grab and you go engage the active shooter, because the longer it takes for you to engage, to neutralize that active shooter, the likelihood of people being killed is going to be greater. So let me tell you something was going on here, folks. You're being set up, which we already talked about and you already know. But let me tell you what the real threat here is. This is going to grow, and it's going to spread to all forms of things. It's going to be in churches, full churches, as has already been done. It's going to be in schools. It's going to be where they're going to attack children. They're going to start to attack voting groups. Let me tell you why that group was picked out. Because of their voting capability. One of the reasons. That was the real reason that group was targeted, in my opinion. Because what they wanted to do was to spur fear and to spur the agenda. Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So that tells you also that never fail to seize on the opportunity to create a crisis. He didn't say that. By saying what he did say, he did mean that, in my opinion. Because only an evil, diabolical, and a person that has an ulterior motives would think that way and say something like that in public for it to be heard. These people are extremely arrogant. So, in my opinion, this group was targeted for the voting, and because they knew that it would bring about the spurring of political collateral. So, the last I heard that it was five shooters.
I hadn't even heard that. I had not heard the reports about five shooters. And so, I mean, the police chief could be laying down the cover story by saying, my officer shot some. And they may have shot one or two, you know, because it was mostly non-white people in the club. So I don't doubt that some of the cops shot them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they could also be using that as a cover for, you know, additional shooters, because the bullets ain't matching up to his weapons.
That's it right there, Scotty. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut Scotty, but say that again, Scotty, because Scotty, spot on in my opinion. Go ahead, say that again one more time, because I cut you off, because
I
have that church moment where you interrupt the pastor.
I was done. I was just saying that's possible cover story to cover up the fact that there were additional shooters. Now, I did read a report that said that the exits had been sealed off, too. Like somebody was holding the door shut or something like that. I'm not sure, but I heard that report. But I had not heard about the five additional shooters. But me and you both, with our military training and background, knew that, you know, that one guy could not take out 100, produce 100 casualties. And then, well, yeah, he could if it was 3 hours that they sealed him up in there with the victims. And like you said, then nobody run in. It took squad over 3 hours to respond. Come on, dog. This is in Orlando, a major U.S. city.
Major. Right. Right, exactly, Scotty. With years and years, this wasn't the first active shooter in so-called the United States. This has been a barrage of them. So there's no way in the world that Orlando, a major city that it is, that they haven't had active shooting training. And let me tell you something from the active shooting training that I've arrived. The first on the scene is the first through the door. The first one there is the first one in. You don't wait for anybody. You can't. And now you also have, they have now, where you can actually engage in the suspects or whatever it is, because now you have the overall firepower to do it. Many police departments deploy AR-15s. And that came about from the North Hollywood shooting in Los Angeles, where the police were actively pinned down by the shooters. So what happened? They said, hey, we need to go nationally where that can never happen again.
You know, once SWAT did get there to the club, it was over within seconds, I would say, based on the one witness who was in the bathroom. She said that they warned them to get away from the wall. They was finna breach. They were in the bathroom, and the shooter was in the bathroom, according to this survivor, this black woman. And we published a video on our Facebook page, Black Talk Radio Network, where she gives his reasons. It didn't have nothing to do with homophobia. Didn't have nothing to do with Islam. Gave his reasons, being the bombing of Afghanistan was it. It's the reason he gave to the 911 caller. But she said that the police gave a warning, they to get away from the walls. I guess it was the vehicle, but she said, you know, they busted through the wall. Told him to drop his weapons. He refused, and they started shooting out. It was over within seconds, man. You know, so pretty much as soon as they got on the scene. Yeah. So now I'm thinking the stand down order. You know, I never considered the stand down mm-hmm. order because I hadn't given that much thought to it. But, you know, you right on point. This is a major city with all kind of resources for that police department. You know, they got all these tactical weapons like we seen them pull out mm-hmm. on the people of Ferguson. And that's just a little country county. You know what I'm saying? Orlando is a major city. Economic hub for vacation and, mm-hmm. and has an NBA team. So you talking about a place with a lot of resources. Why it take them 3 hours?
Right. Because there's a political agenda that's there. And what I meant by a stand down order, let me tell you, they didn't tell them this. They probably told them to wait till SWAT came. That's a stand down order. Don't enter, wait till SWAT came. And then not only this, let me tell you what really
But what about SWAT though? Why it take SWAT 3 hours to get the call? Come on,
right.
Radios is instant.
Exactly, Scotty. No matter where you are in Orlando, it won't take you 3 hours to get. And remember, Scotty, what traffic did they have to go through at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning to get there? What traffic? It wasn't 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening where rush hour traffic is gonna be heavy. There was no traffic there. They could have walked from wherever they were their overall station was or their where their headquarters is in Orlando and got there before 3 hours. Come on, man. This is ridiculous. And these are some of the things that we need to point out. And we point these things out because we need the people to start to realize what's going on here. What's going on here, people, is that you're being set up for a slaughter, a total slaughter. And, you know, just let me tell you, in my opinion, and I can give a professional opinion. Let me tell you what happened, so-called, if this was an organic thing. When they went into that building, they never told him to drop anything. It was an engagement right away. All that stuff comes after the shooting comes. Then they told him to drop it. But see, the thing is that they never needed to plead with him anyhow, because his without neutralizing him or him surrendering before they get there, he has to be neutralized because of the threat that he so-called already posed. His time to give up was long time ago. They didn't need to ask him to give up his weapon or to stop.
Maybe they thought he was white. Maybe they thought he was white. You know, they tend to take them white ones alive.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm just right, Scotty. So that's but see, this is the real problem that we have here. That the reason why we put this stuff out. This stinks, and it's a conspiracy agenda all the way through. You got to look at the means, the motive, the opportunity, and who benefited from this all. And if you do that, you will see who the usual suspect is, as all of these mass shootings were. A setup for something else. A setup for something else. And this is what needs to engage in. This is what we need to be asking, and these are the things that are relevant in today's world. Because these are the times that we're in, and it's only going to get worse, and it's going to get worse until where they are going to take your children. They are going to take your children. So, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Now, some of the things that we talk about, I make no apologies for at all. I'm not threatened by any individual or any entity. They don't move, scare, nor deter me in any way. And it's so important that we all have a real backbone to what's going on. Because if you don't, individually and us collectively, the tyranny and the pain that we've had to endure and we've seen in the past will be the present, the future, and will attack the generations of people that we've yet not named. And it's critical that we evolve ourselves past our fears, and we actually face the fears that we have. There is such a fear of the so-called perceived authority. And the key to that is the perception of authority. And that authority has now moved into the phase of idol worship. There are so many demigods that are running around with regalias, colors, borders, and establishments that it's almost no place that's humanly fit for us to live. Because of the constant attacks that will be placed under, because we will not face the fear, which is a facade. There is not one person in any so-called office, judge, position, or any person. And I'm not talking about a human being. I'm talking about the entity of a person, which could be a corporation, that should supersede the overall collective agreement that we all should have to each other individually and collectively. That everyone's freedom ends where someone else's begins, and no one is above reproach. And every threat that someone has to that should have a process that they are dealt with accordingly from the collective good of the overall people. And once you start doing that, you'll start to see these cowards will start to move from behind their threats of the pen. There are so many serial killers that are public officials that they just one or two alone will supersede all of the modern day serial killers almost combined in their overall murderous ways. You just look at 4 years of any administration, how many people are actually slaughtered? Innocent people or people in general that are slaughtered under the name of that individual organization, however long that tender is. And see, what it is that we haven't chosen to question that, because you know what it is? We want to make sure that the king pays us. As long as the king pays us, then we will do whatever the king says or the queen says. And at some point when we start to move in that, we start to have that type of energy, we are creating the oven that is going to cook us. And it's really important for us to understand that we need to really stop this very immature worshiping of so-called leaders that have a lead around your neck, and that leash is tied to their wrist. Where they tell you to go, they pull you until you walk free and willingly, thinking that you're walking in your own direction. This is critical. This is the only way that we're going to evolve. The only way that we're really going to evolve is if you start to love beyond yourself. Because it's very easy, it's extremely easy to appeal to the ego, to appeal to the pride of life, to appeal to revenge, to appeal to our own idolatry that we can easily fall into practicing among ourselves. This is why we have a selfie community now. This is why we have relationships with inanimate objects. And we turn away from having appropriate, established, and working relationships with people. This is why we're so short with people, where we have no tolerance for things. It's because we have been led to do it, and it has become appealing to us. And we always order what's on the menu. And because of that, we have the society of destruction that we uphold and sanction and aid and abet. And it's really time that we start talking about the things as they really are. There is no leader that was ever given to you. You were only given a beautiful opportunity at life. You were given a beautiful opportunity to create. What you create is your responsibility, and in my opinion, we have created what we have to endure. Yes, every person has their own free will. I can't go against anyone's free will. I never want to. But every person that does want to go against another person's free will, you need to be careful of that person, because that person will actually be moved to murder, physical murder of people in order to do it. The deception and the lies are great. But the greatest thing, that's the greatest hindrance to our own progression, is ourselves, as we talked about before. And this is why it's so important that we get back in tune and we turn down the what we've been taught, and we turned up what we've been given as a blessing, as a gift, as an opportunity, so that opportunity won't be squandered. I hate to say, brothers and sisters, there's been so many institutions that have falsely lied and intentionally lied and deceived us. There is no dominion of anything without the rule of everything. You know, it's you can't practice having rule over something until that becomes your nature, and then your nature, it becomes a developer, insatiable appetite to where you spread it to everything, and then you start to write rules for other people to live by. Where does this sound like? Sounds like a constitution, a law that's supposed to be have a justice, a judicial system, an executive system, a system, and a legislative system. It sounds like there are few that are in place by popular demand that they teach you in high school and teach you in grade school that this one person is more popular than this other person, and they diminish the individual talents of every single beautiful living being, and they turn that beautiful living being. A hurt child will always grow up to be an angry adult, and they hurt us and they kill us in our childhood. And we grow up to be angry adults because of it. And as always, murder is at our hand and at our grip. So, where will we go? What will we establish? What will you decide is going to be your contribution to it all? And I think for all of us that listen to Tando Radio and all of us that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, I think that we understand the importance of right now. I just want to thank you for being here now. I just want to thank you for deciding to actually stand up, because it's not the easiest thing to do. It's the only thing to do. There is no other choice. And I accept and I thank you for making that choice. And together, collectively, we can change the most important thing about this whole society. We can change ourselves. And let that light be the one that will be inquisitive to someone else that is in a dark state. And I think that that is probably the most effective way to actually reach anyone. It has to be from a measure of love. You know, one of the songs that I absolutely love is Sade's "Only Love Will Get You Through." And it says that, you know, tenderness knows no pain. And a person that is tender, not cowardice, not someone that is actually will allow people to run them over. See, they distort what real love is all about. Real love always gives. It gives you the opportunity to be you without you taking unnecessarily from what's already yours. And you know, we have to, in my opinion, in order for us to change the consciousness that has created all of these problems, has created this state, has created this murderous ways with all of, and the insatiable appetite to enslave and murder, the only way to quell that, the only way to have that appetite in that addiction, because that's really what it is. We have moved from an insatiable appetite to an addiction. The only way to cleanse ourselves from that addiction is by walking away from it in love. And that does not mean that you don't defend yourself. That does not mean you don't defend your family. That does not mean that you don't take appropriate, prudent actions at the appropriate time. Because if you don't, then it's you that will have made a decision that you will always live by. And that may be quite all right with you, and depending on how you handle everything. I'm in full support of many. Full support of many. As long as everyone's freedoms ends where someone else's begins. But I think it's more than a problem. It's a disease. And it's a disease that causes cancer. This is why doctors don't cure cancer. They only endorse it. This is why scientists don't look to cure cancer. They look to create new forms of it. This is why science looks to create famines instead of destroying famines. This is why you have generals that look for a war and politicians in order to fund it and send it to them. And this is why you have corporations that have to have slaves to work for them. And what they do is they maximize the profits of stealing your energy. They hand out all of the liabilities of their business and privatize the profits. And the profit that's being privatized is your energy. So, it's just a point in time that we need to really look at where we are and where we're going. And you don't need to get on a very large ladder, hill, mountain, star, or constellation to see it. All you really have to look at is within. And from within, you will see everything that's going on and why it's going on and what's going to happen next. And I think it's so important that we start to look and face that, because if we try to hide from it, we try to hide from the reality, we won't be able to sanction ourselves from the consequences of those realities. It just won't work. It has not worked. There will be another lie, there will be another falsehood, and there will be another attack. And the next time, these attacks will continue to happen until we actually say enough. No longer will we engage in the life, in the path that we were walking down. We're changing directions. We're going in a different direction. We're giving our energy to another source, in another way. And with new intentions. We need to get back to our former intentions. Instead of allowing our past to be repeated. And it is being repeated daily. So, just wanted to really say that. Anytime, any questions or comments that you may have about it all, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and then hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Now, let's jump to some of the, because we got to get through some of these, some of the news articles that were posted in Tando, but of course, we will always go where the spirit makes room for. So, next article comes from, this one comes from the Daily Beast. DEA wants inside your medical records to fight the war on drugs. See, they're telling you all of this because they don't have to want it, they take it. And as I was talking about before on Tando, a lot of you may not be aware of that there's something called the MIB, the Medical Information Bureau, where just like your credit score is calculated and stored, so is your medical records and everything that you do medically. There's a reason for that. And they want to tell you it's for better health. No, it's nowhere near that at all. They always give the falsehoods about what's being done. See, we don't need health care, we need health cures. If you had health cures, anytime someone was sick, the appropriate cure would be applied and they would go on about their way. Let me tell you how powerful that is. How do we know that all of the herbs actually work for curing things. When there's a mixture of poisonous herbs and poisonous plants and flowers, and there are ones that are not poisonous that are actually beneficial to the body, have medicinal uses. How do we know that? Is it because Uncle Floyd and Cousin Mikey tried it and then they died and we marked that down? Oh, that was poisonous. No. How about this? There was a communion that we had with this great universe and this living earth, that we were able to distinguish what was edible and what wasn't, just like the animals do now. They absolutely know which ones to avoid and why. It's instinctive, because they've never walked away from the way they were intentioned to live, unless they've been captured, and then they become domesticated. Sounds like a lot of people I know, including myself, because we were born in this captivity. But have you ever really thought about it? How did they come up with all of these things? It wasn't because, believe me, every pharmaceutical or every government agency would make you think, as the Wizard of Oz would make you think, that it was them that provided all of this for you. At some point and at some time, somebody needs to tell them to shut up and sit down. And the people need to let their Pharaoh go. Don't petition Pharaoh. Leave. You don't petition an abuser. You leave an abuser. You don't reason with someone that engages in domestic violence. You disengage. You protect yourself and you disengage. And if at all possible, if it's necessary, you prosecute them for crimes against humanity. And then you try to, as best as you possibly can, instead of punishing, try to rehab them, but from a distance. So, this is how people were able to establish the herbs. And then they document it by passing it down through culture. You know, one of the things that many of us may not be aware of, that the pen and the printing press was more damaging than the good that it has done. Writing down things becomes extremely dangerous, just as becoming addicted to electronics is extremely dangerous. Because when you write things down, then you start to justify the history of lies. And it's carried on. Then you get to the point where you start writing laws and you give it under the perception that the law is in benefit of you, when in reality, it's the opposite. And it always has been and always will be. Because the one that writes the law writes it not for themselves, writes it for the slaves that they control. So, that was one of the articles. All right, I'm going to keep going. Next one. Comes from, this one was from Fox. Foreman talked about Ali. This is how old this is. Ali fought for more than a world title. So true. So true. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News. South Korea military shuts down Chinese illegal fishing on naval alert. The South Sea of China, the Baltic states, as you're going to see, is really, really, really heating up. We're going to touch on some of that. Next article, and I want to thank my man Tony Jambone for sending this to me. Chinese Society of International Law releases paper on the South Sea of China's arbitration initiative. South Sea of China is on the verge of total all-out war in so many different ways. Next one. This one comes from DB Research, and I said the executive. Oh, I remember this one. Yeah, this one was about This article here says, let me read it real quick. The executive summary tells us all we need to know. They will say, we warned you, told you, and showed you what was coming. Since you didn't listen, now you're begging us to fix it. Okay, when will you people learn? Stand by. Oh, okay, I remember this article now. This is actually the financial, this is what Deutsche Bank was telling. The economies, the global economies are going to collapse. And it's engineered. And in this paper from this DB Research, this was the executive summary, and shortly after that, they basically tell you, and this is why I said, and the executive summary tells you everything you need to know. They will say, talking about the bankers and the financial institutions, they will say that we warned you, we told you, and showed you what was coming. And you didn't listen. And now that you are in this bad situation, the only way you're going to get out of this is if you listen to us now. And there you go with the shackles becoming even tighter. So check out that article. Next one, U.S. military tests massive GPS jamming weapons over California. So the GPS last week was going down. I know... some very credible people, you know, some of them, were saying how their GPS was really on the blitz. Why is that? That's because everyone is all getting ready for war. All getting ready for war. At the appropriate time, all that stuff is going to go down. Do you have any Thomas guides? Do you have any maps of where you live and know where things are based off of non-GPS? I know one thing. If your children are of driving age right now and they've just been in driving age in the past 10 years, they have no clue how to get to certain places by name and by direction. Everything is GPS. Even some of us that grew up in the 80s don't know where anything is anymore because all skills are perishable. When you don't practice them, you lose them. And then you don't start to actually recognize things by landmarks and by streets and by directions. You just keep your head down in the phone and you listen to where it says turn right here, turn left there. Let me ask you something. For those of you that have been driving for 20 years, did you used to get lost in the past? Sure you did, but then what did you discover when you got lost? You discover new ways around everywhere, and then guess what? You broaden your overall directional knowledge, and you found new treasures. In today's world, if you get lost by GPS, you're so frantic, so upset, so on edge, and your ADD is kicking in. This is what these electronics do to people. They try to get you to mimic a computer where you start to have viruses and you start to slow down, and if your actual electronics aren't working, you're lost. And now you start to get flustered and upset. It's all a part of the program, folks. Okay, next article. Thousands in Georgia suddenly without food aid. There's someone that I know also that works in a governmental entity that actually takes care of has programs that provide means for people, and they were saying that the programs are starting to turn away people, and these people are getting upset. This is where we are, and this is only going to grow, so I don't want to say too much more on that one. Next one, this came from Natural News. Bombshell. Study admits antidepressants increase suicide attempts in teens and are completely useless. Bombshell. What makes us think any drug, if you ever looked at these drugs, these antidepressants that they give people, what productivity are these people having? This is the pharmaceutical attack on the general population. And in today's world, there's more mental illness than I've seen in the past. And that is not by happen chance. This is by creative design. stuff. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Jump in on the line. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Hey, I'm going to hurry up and go through these because there's a couple of articles that I want to get to, some very, very important one. One Scotty sent and our sister Jackie had posted, and Scotty sent to me that we need to talk about. And then there's another one also that we need to talk about. So let's quickly go through. The next one is the U.K. stock falls on the Brexit fears and European bank crisis. And Raj sent me that one. Thanks, brother. Much love. Much respect. Next one is Chinese. Iran plans significant role in reviving the Silk Road. Chinese envoy. Man, this is serious. Now, let me tell you about the Silk Road. And when you establish the Silk Road, you take away the American so-called dream. It's the only way that that happens. Because the Silk Road has no way, no tolerance or has no acceptance of America being any form of financial significance at all. And the Silk Road is already established and it is growing much faster. It is no longer the emerging, it is the predominant. And now we are starting to see the deterioration of a superpower by design. These people have mapped this out for centuries. And all they need to do is push play. And the tape and the CD just keeps running in rotation and at the appropriate time and appropriate place. The Silk Road is already been established, and it is going to be the predominant economic, political, military establishment and treaties and alliance in the world, and at the bringing down of the Western banking, political, and military position that the so-called United States, the corporation of the United States, has had for the past 100 or so years. So it's time for a new beacon of freedom. So, next article this is a very important article. This one came from Bloomberg. There is a systemic change coming into the money markets, and I said telling you is going to be a major crisis that forces ugly changes, none of which will benefit the common person. This will enslave them even more. This is one of the articles that we're going to have to come back to after we get through. This article was very, very important. Next article, why are so many bankers committing suicide? A lot of people check that out because they don't talk and they can't. They are a liability. So I believe that they give them a choice. Either you or your family, which one is going to go? And people do weird things out of fear. So, next one, and this is an example where, you know, anytime that you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul. So that's where that is. Next one, Chinese sovereign yen bond listed in London. Boom, another huge story. And I would have you all to remember what China said after they started the Shanghai Gold Exchange, where they started setting the prices for the precious metals. They said in so many words, in the appropriate time, at the appropriate moment, you won't be able to trade into the renminbi or the yuan by using a dollar. You won't be able to trade into it or out of it. And one of the things that they're going to do, and where that's going to be effective, is they're going to make it backed by gold. And all the world is going to run. Let me tell you how they really meant that. If you do business, no one is going to do business with the United States at all. And do you realize what that means for every person here? So, check out that article. That one is huge. The first time that bond has been listed, now people will be able to buy China's debt. Why is that so important? Because that is how you build an economic superpower, ladies and gentlemen, when someone else services and buys your debt. And what does this mean? This means if they're buying Chinese debt, what need will they have for the United States debt? What need will they have for making your dollar have any form of purchasing power? It has purchasing power only because it's desired by other countries. When it's not desired by other countries, your purchasing power of the dollar that you have is lost. Meaning what? If you get anything from overseas, you're going to be paying hand, foot, and tooth and nail for it. You will be giving everything up because your currency will not be able to buy it. They're going to say, not enough, call back later. And that means you will not have the goods. That means that you will not have the quality of life that you and your parents have enjoyed. That means that you will no longer be economically relevant. So what does that mean? That means that you are going to be exploited by the global economy. They're going to use your labor like they used the labor of everyone else in the past when we said nothing about the sweatshops and how they were treating people and enslaving people in order for us to have a good time, in order for us to get the new Jordans, the new shoes, the new this, the new fads, the new that, the quality of life. We said nothing. Because all we cared about was ourselves. And this is where the devil always sets you up in deception. They tell you, you can have the world. All you have to do is bow down to me. And then once you bow down, turns away and says, I have their soul forever now. Because they won't be able to break away from it by choice, because they'll be too weak and drunk in the wine of splendor. And then at the appropriate time, what happens? Everything changes up. They make a new people that they've been suppressing for so long, and they said to them, you know, you don't have to take that from the United States. You don't have to work as hard as you work and get nothing in return. What you need to do is you need to create deals with other people so that the United States does not be the beneficiary of your labor. You're not their slaves. Look at them. They've had slaves throughout their history. It's the only thing that they know. It's how they do business. Do you want to be their slaves? Well, I'm here to help you. If you don't want to be their slave, bow down to me. And I'll give you the world. And once again, knees drop. So, just where we are, folks. Just where we are. Next one. European stocks dropped for the first time in 3 days. Check out that one from Bloomberg's. Next article comes from EU falling apart. Banco Popular and Optima of Belgium. Banco Popular is in bailout phase where they need to be bailed out, European bank, and the Optima Belgian bank is just basically collapsing. And it's already in receivership and is insolvent. And this is going to actually propel all of the banks in Europe to follow in this path. And Deutsche Bank is the big one on the block. But I don't think that Deutsche Bank is going to go as quickly as a lot of people think. It's going to be other banks that go, then Deutsche Bank is going to go. And when the banks start to fall, that means your bank is starting to fall here in the States. There are so many people that don't understand the correlation and the relationship between the two. Banks are nothing more than franchises. There is no such thing as the Bank of Spain or the Bank of America. It's the bankers that rule the economic direction of the world. So, next article. People who value time over money are happier, study finds. Great article. More of us should check that out. Next one. Deeper and deeper into war, Obama authorizes military forces in Afghanistan. Here we go. That was on the 13th. Next one, how fascism comes to America. Very true. And it is here. This is by the International Man. Let's see how much time. No, if we have time, we'll jump on that one. But we got to get to these other two. That's very important. Next article from Veterans Today. Planet Earth now under siege by very dark forces. Check out this article. Very, very good. We know it. But see, some of the things that we need to know is sometimes we have information overload and we are not proactive in anything. What good is it to know just because you know? What good is it to know something and not do anything about it? What good is it to know a better direction but refuse to go down it, but decide to keep going down the other direction and want someone else to change it for you? It just doesn't happen that way. We have to be it. And I know that you understand it. But see, the thing is that we have to exemplify it. Not by forcing other people to do that, but by them seeing it. Because once people see it, they become introduced to it, and then they can make a choice. Is that something that they want to engage in? You don't need to be told what to do. You don't need to be given directions in everything. That's what we've been taught in the school of obedience. What we need to actually do is cultivate and develop the talents of everyone so that those talents can contribute to the overall sustainable ecosystem. Works much better, much more sincere, much more sovereign, much more self-determining, much more where your talents are able to arise. Many of us don't even know the talents that we truly, truly have because we never engaged them. We've been too busy working for someone else. Finding a job we like at the sacrifice of our true talents, of our greatest capability of creating. Wow. So, next one, next article. Gardens more meaningful than voting in rigged political systems. You already know how I feel about that. I'm a political atheist, and I firmly believe that it's more important to plant a garden, have a connection with the ecosystem and with the environment from the standpoint where you develop living and you actually, you know, the great thing about gardening and what's so therapeutic about it is that you actually assist in cultivating a life, and then the fruits of itself is offered to you. But the first thing that you have to do is to make sure that that garden has good roots, because without you feeding the roots, there will be no produced fruit. And this is, you know, I absolutely love gardening and actually getting a food source, even if it's not, in my opinion, you know, with GMO and non-GMO foods. you would hope that the non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds that you purchase are actually that, or they're not compromised in any way that you're not aware of, even though they may produce over and over again. That still may not be the original garden itself, because man has some very keen ways in deceiving and in poisoning. But even if they do, it's okay from this standpoint. There will, no one will ever control my free will to live the most abundant life that I possibly can live. And if I start there, I never end in loss. I always end in gain. So, gardening more meaningful than voting in a rigged political system. I would say also this. Once everyone starts gardening, I think that you will find there will be no elections for people to go to. There will be agreements. Much different. Much, much different. So, check out that article. Next article. 76 million Americans struggling financially are just getting by. And I said this is more like 150 million for this to be accurate. Probably 200 million. Next article says robotics. This from Century 21 Wired.com. Robotics professor. People will soon be losing their virginity to robots. Oh boy, they're setting up for the perfect slaves. Let me tell you, in my opinion, this is why. They are moving. Look at how many of us have a relationship with our cell phones now. Look at the relationship that we have with our cell phone. We take it to bed with us. We can't be anywhere around without it. We're always constantly engaging in conversation and communion with it. It's always in our face. We're always kissing it. We're always saying, you know, having a relationship with it. This is a subliminal way for us to walk away from the natural relationships with people. Because when we do that, then our overall population will diminish. And guess what? Also, the disease that actually attack the human body become more, much, much stronger, especially the man-made one. This is an agenda, folks. Losing your virginity to robots, engaging in relationships with a non-living object, do you know why that is? That is because they are moving you to where you are no longer living yourself. That's the intent here. So, eugenics at its best and most cunning form. Next, six events that could make Soros win. Check out that one. Next, Bloomberg. Puerto Rico debt restructuring vote was blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. Check out that one. It's going to come back around. This whole global economy is done. And my man, Brother Braggs, thanks, Brother Braggs. He reposted EU banks are falling apart. Because Brother Braggs was saying, listen, this is really, really important, everybody. You need to be up on this. Very, very true. Next article. India Navy to hold exercise. U.S., India, Japan kick off naval joint exercise. Whew. South Sea of China is on the verge. Next article. Government to formulate official stance on South Sea of China dispute. This is the Philippines. The governments will draw up an outline of Indonesian stance on the South Sea of China dispute in anticipating of, check out that article. Let me give you the states. South Sea of China, the Korean Peninsula, South America, the Caribbean, the Arctic Circle, Africa, Middle East, the Baltic states, the Mediterranean, in Europe. These are all the battlegrounds and the stages for the global nuclear war one that is about to jump off. We are not close. We are already in it, and the shots to prove it all will soon be upon us all. Next article. This one came from, I said, this is huge, and was done to give warning, in my opinion, my humble opinion, for those in the know. CMEC, Bob and Art starts to talk about two commentators, the correlation between oil prices, and Art comes with a stunning admission, with a stunning statement. He said that China's strategical oil reserves will be filled within 1 month. And what did? And one of the things that I had told many when I was on Black Talk Radio, the Empowerment Radio Network, Blackonomics, when the prices of oil started going down, I said that they were going to go way down into the 30s and touch the 20s. And I said that they're doing this for this reason. The governments of the world realize where the global economy is going and what that is going to lead to. It's going to lead to global war, and they need to fill their oil reserves before that war can kick off. Because once that war kicks off, every oil tanker on the sea is going to be a target. And they are not going to take oil from one place to another because they won't be able to endure the gauntlet of submarines and air attack, and they will be sunk. This is what's really happening. Strategically telling. And I was saying that CNBC was strategically telling some of the people that they are in bed with where the everything is so that they will properly prepare and know what's going on. We have to learn to read between the lines. China's strategical oil reserves will be full. And that what they were saying, that because of that, they will not need to buy oil anymore. True. But then they're also ready for war at any moment now. This is why the price of oil, ladies and gentlemen, has collapsed from last year to this year, and why they are where they are, because these people buy on margins. Just was telling you, and I wanted you to be prepared so that nothing will catch you by surprise. If you prepare, there's nothing that you need to fear. The only people that are ever scared are people that are not prepared. This is why people that are not prepared, this is what they always say, no, don't tell me about. Let's not talk about scary stuff. Oh, but you want to go to a scary movie, but you don't want to hear a scary reality because you're afraid of it. You want to hide your head in the sand and say, oh, that's not going to happen. Let's be positive. Well, what the heck is positive in today's society? In the continuance of the direction of today's society, you want to sanction that? So basically what you want to say is, let's not talk about that. Let's just focus on us. Let's ignore that's happening to them. We don't care about that. Okay, let me tell you something. Them today, you tomorrow. Because you have no connection with life, and life is being destroyed. And that cancer that's destroying the prosperity and the opportunities and the creativity of people will attack you too. You know better. Your talents are no more needed or welcome. There's nothing special about you. It's everything social about you. They see you as social collateral, human resource. Just saying, folks, gotta read the handwriting on the wall. Next article. History. It says, U.S. Marine Corps ready to protect America after Orlando shooting. And this was my history has seen this before and is repeating again. Great trouble will befall the people. Man, don't need to touch that anymore. You already know what that means. They're going to have events happen to give the reasons for the takeover. We already have had a military coup. It's never not been one. Think about it. This so-called, they try to fool you with a civilian runs the country, the one that you voted for and all that stuff. Oh, please. while they have a title at the appropriate time of war of being a commander in chief. And then at times they have acts of war outside of, there has already been a military coup everywhere, and it's just the expansion of it and the overall hastening of it is what we're seeing. Here it comes. Ready or not? Next article. China urges the Philippines to avoid provocation in the South Sea of China. China urges the Philippines to avoid, man, this is, I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, these are the things that's going to spark the South Sea of China. It's going to be the downing of, the sinking or the ramming of a fishing vessel. And as that fishing vessel is being rammed or sunk, one of the respective navies from that fishing vessel is going to shoot on the country that rammed it or sunk it. And they're going to say that they were acting in self-defense. And once that happens, you are going to see the fireworks in the South Sea of China explode. Or there is going to be multiple events where some planes will be down, some ships will be attacked, and each side will blame each other. And the overall political spins will be happening, and then a major event will happen, and an all-out war will be declared. It's just where we are, folks, because it's not just happening in one area. The global nuclear war one is everywhere. It's in Africa, it's in the Middle East, it's in the Baltic states, it's in Europe, it's in the Mediterranean, it's in Africa, it's in South America. How you see it in South America? Look at Venezuela. They want Venezuela to be unstabilized to cause a civil war that will transfer into neighboring countries such as Colombia, that will all be an all-out war in between there. And then there goes the Americas. Then the Caribbean is going to go. The Panama Canal, Cuba, and all of that area will be engulfed in confrontation. Then the Korean Peninsula will spark off. And believe me, there will be a unification of the Koreas. And it's going to come by force. Then you have the South Sea of China. Then you have the Arctic, where they're fighting for the resources, so they're telling you. See, they always want to say that the fight is all wars are banker's war and oil's war. No, all wars are governmental wars against the general population of the world. They go to war against the people of the world. And it's, the funny thing is that we actually assist them by joining their murderous practices. So, next article. How much time? Okay, cool. Next article. Says it's a small world at the top. Which corporations control the world? Check out that article. Next article, 9 diseases that are linked to pesticide. Next article. And I think that's very, very important. I would definitely, for those of you that like wines from America, I would definitely look at how they're actually growing those grapes and the fruit products that are there, and look at the pesticides that are coming out of there. You may want to think twice. Just my opinion. But check out this article, the 9 diseases linked to pesticide. I wish we had more time. I would definitely go into this. It's some of the common diseases that we have, and I think all of us are going to be adversely affected by it because this is the environment in which we live. But it will not kill our spirit. It may shorten our physical time here, but the great transformation to eternity can't be affected by anyone other than us. That is our domain. So check out that article. Oh, commercial break. Okay, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. We're almost done with some of the articles, but these articles are real, real important. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, guys, you have something that you want to chime in off, don't be afraid, don't be shy, jump into it. We'd love to hear from you because your voice is so needed in today so that you can energize what it is that you are doing. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. On this Wednesday, June the 15th. Wow, June is already gone. It just started and is already gone. So the year is up, and I believe it's going to be a very, very tumultuous and hot summer event-wise. And I do anticipate continued major events unfolding. The setup is already there. The promises have been sealed. The deals have been made, and the lots have been cast. And the booty has been collected, and I'm talking about the piracy form. So, next article, Japan Times: former prime minister backs U.S. sailor suing over Fukushima radiation. There are a bunch of sailors that U.S. sailors that went over to Fukushima, and they all have radiation poisoning and have the effects of the radiation sickness and the conditions that they are have, and those ships themselves are still radioactive to this day. One of the things about the radioactive isotopes that are coming out of Fukushima, once they contaminate certain things, the half-life is almost 300, 400, 600 years. That means 600 years from now, whatever strength it is at that time, it will be half that 600 years from then. We don't need to look for the depopulation agenda. It's already happened. Fukushima is one of the greatest threats to humanity now. You don't need to look for what's coming. It's here, and it's right there. So, check out that article. Next one. Patent reveals plans to hide vaccines in food particles. Here it is, the science, the Federal Death Administration, the pharmaceuticals, all once again working to control and destroy you. In my opinion, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make the perfect slave to where you no longer are able to understand and have the execution of your free will. Because when you don't have that, you become the perfect slave. And in my opinion, this is one of the things biblically that they tell you about, but they just give it to you in a story context so that you won't see what it really was all about. And I don't want to get into too much of that because it goes against what many of the religions have taught you all. But if anyone ever wanted to know what I was talking about, you can text me, and or you can actually call me and say, "Hey, Dave, what was it that you were talking about?" And I'll just say, "Hey, this is what I found. Maybe you might want to take a look here." You could do your own research, give you a clue. It's in the Bible. Completely there. But they've taught you to look at it a certain way so you won't see it. So, just my opinion. But if you're interested in that, I know some of the listeners that listen to us for a while, they may want to know what that is, and I'll be more than happy to show you what I seen, and then you can make your own decision from there. So, next article, This comes from Reuters. Bank of Japan International Commodity Unit plans to boost China, Europe's business in Europe. And how do you think that is going to happen? The Bank of China International plans to boost its commodity business by... Well, I can't see the article ended there. Okay, now, what's going on here? Notice what they didn't say. They didn't say the United States economy. Who's going to run the commodities fields? Who's going to actually dictate the price of commodities, the movement of commodities, the requirements for you to have commodities, the requirements in order to settle in commodities? It won't be the United States anymore. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, why are commodities so important? Because that's a way of saying assets, people. It's a way of saying assets. Whenever you hear the word commodity, you should be talking about instruments that control the economy. And if we understand that, then we would see why commodities is something that we have to collectively as people re-engage a relationship with, where it serves the beneficial good of all and not to be used as a weapon of destruction and war against humanity and enslavement. China is going to control the commodities. They're going to control all of the commodities that you heard of, because you won't be able to engage in trade without being a part of the new economic paradigm, going from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. So that article is absolutely critical as to where things are going. Let me ask you something. Is China a friend or a foe? From what they told you, they're a foe. And what do you think that they're going to do? They're going to say, no longer do we play by your rules. We set the rules now. You sit down. And they're going to tell the Western banking people to sit down very, very quietly. And how they're going to tell them to sit down is that they're not going to invite them to the overall economic treaties and summits and the overall agreements that will be made. And ladies and gentlemen, this is where it adversely, directly targets you. The goods. What you see in Venezuela is going to be magnified here. What you see as far as the immigration in Europe and the destabilization, you're going to see that here. So, must be ready. Hey, we got caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Very important call. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. This is Brother Davis, man.
Hey, Brother Davis, what's going on? Much love, much respect to you and Sister Davis. Give my regards. What's going on, brother?
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you, I just woke up. It's been a demanding week on us, and we're trying to stay ahead of the fray, but I was listening to you as I woke up, and it made me realize that a lot of times we fail to realize to take responsibility for the things that are going on around us, i.e. interactions.
Right, Brother Davis.
And the sad part about it is that we are so busily trying to implement or emulate that person who we're trying to get resources from that we act the way they act when it comes to our own interests. And literally, we have a greater loss than they have. So we have to show how we feel, not only through our voice, but in our actions. Because in reality, everything that you've talked about tonight, literally, has people in a state of fear more so than a state of offense. And so your state of offense really is the lack of fear. Why do I say your state of offense is a lack of fear? It's because no one became bold until they came directly confronted with their fear. And when you think about it, war is a big fear of ours, because we always come out on the short end of the stick. When I say we, I mean humanity, not just this group or that group. So we have moved away from the basic universal laws. And the basic universal law is the right to life in the pursuit of happiness. And in order to achieve that, we got to play a role in putting that demand on the society in which we live. And we have not done that. So I've said many before that anytime you tweet or text or anything, put on it to let you know, let the world know, America does not want war. But yet, everything that is being done in the geopolitical scene is positioning for not just one war, many wars. What does many war mean? Many war means more opportunity to destroy humanity according to the way we know it. So if we don't take a active role in voicing ourselves and being able to network with like-minded people so that when they get into those foyers in which they have those political politicians in front of them, they're asking the hard questions. Would you see war as an option? Because no one's asking these questions. You know why? We're too busy emulating those whose resources we want. We have to put our priorities on the front burner because we are losing our lives at the fastest rate when it comes to public, death tolls, public assassinations, yes, public accidents. However you want to see it, I'd say it. We are literally at the forefront. Now, understand this and listen to me very clearly. If we were an animal, we would be on the list of extinction. So we have to take a vital role in being able to step out and in voicing our disapproval on every category of destruction, war, food, water. We have to take an active role because as long as we do nothing, that becomes acceptable with those people who look up to us, and they will do nothing. The sad part about it is that we didn't get here overnight, and it ain't going to change overnight. But when you can move beyond your fear, you'll start facing the reality that if I don't do it, who will? So I really should be apologizing for not doing the night show, but my body's really been tasked.
I understand, Brother Davis. You know, one of the things that a lot of people, when you give a lot, there's a lot of energy that's expelled because you still have to do what you and Sister Davis do, and that demands of that is in itself is intense. And then, Brother Davis, you know, it's important for us to recharge. You know, that was one of the reasons why I had to take a little time off because of, you know, to recharge, you know, because we have to take care of our families, our bodies, and sometimes we need the peace. And this is why I love Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis. And I got to tell you this news that Scotty just sent me while we were on the show. And, Brother Davis, I need you here for a second. We have to recharge ourselves in the peace. And I just want to thank you for Wise Wednesday because it's helped with my meditative state and seeing the importance of recharging. And this is what you've been doing with us on Wednesdays, because this is a practice in order for us to get to where we've been saying that we actually is important for us to choose. But you've chosen, and I've chosen to go that route. It would be great if other people would too. We would get there a whole lot faster. Brother David.
Absolutely. Yes.
I need you to hear this. Scotty just sent this to me. Maybe about 10 or 15 minutes ago, I missed it. U.S. Senate approves the drafting of women.
Yes.
U.S. Senate approves defense bill allowing the draft of women. A provision in the far-reaching defense appropriation bill just passed by the U.S. Senate would require Americans to register for the military draft, women to register for the military draft just like men.
Yeah, absolutely. And we knew it was coming. I mean, the only people who are shocked are those people who have chosen not to wake up. See, when it's on your doorstep, you have two options when you go out that door. You either trip over it or you remove it. We took and sat on our rear sides while other people were talking about, well, what we could do this and strategize, and the strategy never made it to the forefront to make a difference in a decision. So now we have to deal with this on a different level, and that's why I said we got to get in the streets and let the world know we don't want war, because at this stage of the game, the people who benefit from war literally are not going to change their plan. The only way they change their plan is if the voice is loud enough so that all around the world, other countries will hear it and say, and you know what they're going to say? We don't want war either.
You know, also Hillary Clinton just recently came out saying she support this. Mm-hmm. Also, the recent, I don't know if it's Miss America or Miss USA, is a black woman who grew up in a military family. She's an officer in the military, and she won the crown, and she was making militaristic statements saying how, you know, she appreciates the Pentagon position on allowing women in combat roles and that women are just as strong as men, when that's a complete lie. If they were just as strong as men, they would be able to stop those men from raping them. That's just, that's all I need to know right there, is at the rate, the high rate of rape in the U.S. military, that show you right there, and then that women are not as strong as men. They would be able to stop it, but like Brother David said, only those asleep didn't see this coming, you know. So, man, it's terrible, man.
But, you know, the reality is now, at this stage of the game, what has happened back in the late 60s and early 70s, when those who had the resources were going to Canada, you can't even do that now. They're shutting those borders down. So literally, we are where we are because we have not taken an active role in exercising our human right, not just our individual rights, but our human right to demand that we want the sanctity of humanity to be progressive instead of destructive. And so when you speak with a soft voice and no one hears what you have to say, then you are agreeing with the status quo. Listen, my last thing is, tomorrow night's show basically is going to be about stepping out of fear so others can hear. And when I say stepping out of fear so others can hear, is so sometimes that person beside you needs to be yelled at. And the reason why they need to be yelled at is because they need to know that their children are going to be affected by this also. So listen, I'm going to get back into the queue. Listen, brother, and you have an excellent show, and continue on.
Thank you, Brother Davis. So important. And Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Very, very important that we engage in that. And I just want to say there's a couple of people in queue. We're going to bring them up real quickly. Let me just say this real quickly. They approved this because the real target, ladies and gentlemen, a land without men is occupied, meaning that your land will be taken over by a foreign invader, and they're going to tell you what to do, how to live, and everything else when you have no men. And I would ask that you look around how many men have been around, and that's why we have the problems that we have in so many ways. A land without women is barren, quite simply, is very easily said and understood, is what Brother Davis said. We are going extinct because they are extinguishing. In order to have the most effective depopulation program, you destroy the women. A land without women is barren. No one is there. Let me tell you what the real target is. The real target is the children. They don't care about the general population right now. They are destroying the children. This is the agenda. Today is women will be drafted. And if let me tell you something, Congress. Let me tell you something. Falsehoods, all you falsehoods from Obama, Clinton, all of y'all. Let me tell you something. To hell with you and everything that you stand for. And into Congress, Senate, and all of the, to hell with you all. There's no way in the world that I am going to allow you, by whatever force that you think that you have, that's okay. But see, the will of my being will reject every form of force that you have. Doesn't matter what you say. It only matters what I give into. You're not taking my daughter, punks, for your wars. You're not going to deceive me and my seed into this. Now, yes, you can kill the body. You probably will. As all cowards do, they hide behind a bush and to hunt. But let me tell you something. My spirit is enduring and eternal. But what I will not allow you cowards to lead the rest of this, lead me and mine to slaughter. Hillary, Obama, send your daughters. And even then I would object. Because the foulness of this all is the only people that should be going to war is the people that declare it. Take your butt to fight them. You'll fight your own battles. And this means that now is the most appropriate time to reconsider and to reevaluate the morality and the principal objectives of our existence. And that is not something that can be given an allegiance to a flag, an inanimate object. We are right where we're supposed to be because we allowed it. And I'm going to tell you, my voice will be silent, but my will be eternal. I don't need to speak. The energy that I create will always be sustained. So, they can have it. No problem. No. No. Let's go to a caller that's there. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? What is your question in the comment?
Hey, how y'all doing, brother? This is Mel.
Hey, Mel. What's up, brother?
Nothing, man. I'm sitting here. You took the words out of my mouth. They ain't taking my baby. They can't have her. I'm sorry. But I wanted to just comment on I wanted to ask you a question real quick. I know we don't have much time. Do you think when the economy really goes bad, right? And you know, we got this lunatic on TV talking about he's gonna build a wall and all of that. Do you think one day maybe we gonna be banging on that wall trying to get down to Mexico got resources? I'm just asking a question.
I love Mel, and Mel know I love him.
I'm just asking a question.
I'm gonna tell you, Mel, what I really think is that if we allow them to do anything, that they will continue to do what they've done in the past. Maybe that wall is being put up to keep you in.
Yeah.
Maybe that wall is really a Berlin Wall. History has shown us and actually given us examples when they do that. What makes us think that they'll be doing anything that they said that they're going to do? What makes us think that anything that they say is sincere other and what makes us think that anything that they would ever say is anything other than a lie? Let me ask. It's this great point, and Mel purposely made this point for a reason. Let me ask you something. When the great creator God Almighty created the earth, was there a map for it? No. Man creates a map to control. Man creates boundaries, borders. Man tells you that your daughter is going to go to war, and then after they tell your daughters, oh, your 15-year-olds and your 16-year-old daughters and your 16-year-old boys and your 15-year-old boys are going to have to go to war because we're being invaded now. We are in a sick cycle. And that cycle is this. We are sicker than the cycle because we're following a bunch of psychotic people. So yes, Mel, I think your point in making about that wall is perfect, and I'm glad you made it. That wall is going up to keep us here. So it's just a state of where we are. And I would say, the most powerful thing that we could do is not to protest the way that they want us to protest. The most powerful protest that we can do is to remove our energy. We're going to do something much greater. We're going to change the just say no to something really meaningful. See, that just say no stuff was so false because that was the drugs that they were pushing into the community. But we just going to say no to them. No. No, no, no. And that could be for anything. There is no war that can be condoned for our sons any longer. As a matter of fact, there's a new requirement that we have. All government officials and all corporate entities that profit from war will be the ones that have to fight them. No more will the people do your bidding. I won't. Fool me once. Won't get me this time. So yes, Mel, I don't know if I answered your question, but great point, and I'm glad you made it.
Great show, brother. Thank you.
For sure, for sure, man. Okay, everyone. Well, this was one of the articles we definitely, tomorrow, Wiser Thursday, where Brother Davis is going to be on. And that is a show you can't miss, because that is something that's going to get you in tune to you. And once you get in tune to you, you can start to resonate with everything else around you in a sustainable, loving way. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Right after Tando, the new abolitionist radio show is coming on next. There is a new and a redefined cause that we must have. And I would say, brothers and sisters, let's not engage this and lose this like we were tricked into the civil rights. This one is at the behest of our daughters. Sometimes what happens is that they pick the wrong time and the wrong fight. They just have with me. My words to them are straightforward. No. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.